This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, July 25th. God's word for you today is, declare it. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And it says, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Did you notice that Jesus did not say, if you have faith as big as this mountain, then you can move this situation? The faith size is the seed size. Even if you take the biggest seed, compared to a mountain, it is still very small. So you may look at your faith and think your faith is small. I'm here to say to you today that that is what you need. That seed-sized faith is what is required to move that mountain-sized problem. That is all you need. So what is the issue? I will show you from scriptures what the issue is. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. The issue is, we do not hold fast for long enough to that faith that we have professed, for he is faithful that promised. This speaks of a relationship. The person that has promised is faithful. He is faithful that has promised. So hold fast. In essence, the little faith that you have is enough to get you through what you're facing right now, if you hold on. Are you saying, I have enough faith already? Yes. And all you have to do is to hold on. Do not move. Hold on. You are coming out on top. In the name of Jesus, hold on. Continue to declare it in the name of Jesus. Why? Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. So, even if your mind is not there yet, continue to speak the word of God. The more of the word of God you speak, the more programming it does to your mind. And over time, the more you begin to think like God. When you say what God says, you begin to think like God thinks. And when you think like God thinks, nothing will be impossible for you. John chapter 15 verse 4 and 7 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. To activate the mind of Christ, you need to speak the words of Christ. Keep speaking it, even if it does not look like it. Just keep speaking it. They are laughing at you. Keep speaking it. You may look like a fool, but keep speaking it. You may be the object of mockery. Just keep speaking it. Kings will come to your light. Nations will come to the radiance of your light. Keep speaking it in the mighty name of Jesus. So, to work the word, we need to ingest it, believe it, and declare it. And all these things are choices we need to make. Let us pray. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that my light shines for all to see. The glory of the Lord shines on me. All nations come to my light and kings to my radiance. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.